This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. So let's get into the Commanders' defense. Last 2 weeks, they've only given up a total of 27 points. But the first 3 weeks of the season, there were a lot of issues. Baker threw four touchdowns against them as the Buccaneers beat them 37-20. Daniel Jones looked good, threw a couple touchdowns, no picks against them in week two. Joe Burrow, of course, they didn't punt in that game. Joe Burrow looked very comfortable and good in week three. But the last 2 weeks, Kyler Murray looked confused, and Deshaun Watson, I know he's been horrible throughout the season, looked horrific.
He looked worse than confused.
His QBR was below 10. That's hard to do in the NFL. They've racked up a bunch of sacks.
Yeah, they're bringing more pressure against the last two teams they've faced.
The secondary hasn't been toasted.
They've cut that points per game allowed down by, I don't know, 10 points.
That happens when you allow 27 in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
After letting up a boatload in the first part of the season.
So if they could be middle of the pack, you'd take middle of the pack in yards allowed and points allowed.
Of course.
Do you trust the defense?
No. Can't fully trust them because I want to see what they do against the Baltimore Ravens. If the Ravens come out and put 35 or 38, then you're concerned again.
I trust them to play well against the inferior teams.
I think that's a good way to put it, to frame it.
So bad quarterbacks. You think it's more on like bad quarterback, bad offenses
but maybe
than the defense making adjustments, the defense making plays.
Louvu had, what are you, three sacks yesterday?
Two and a half,
yeah. Well,
he's the real deal.
Armstrong, my neighbor, by the way. Armstrong, Fowler, he got in there.
Yep.
There was a Johnny Newton sighting. I mean, these guys were making plays yesterday. Now, a lot of it's because the Browns' offensive line's suspect and the quarterback sucks. But that's what you got to do against bad teams.
Well, yeah, I think you've noticed that John Allen, his play's improved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think, at least statistically, he's starting to show up a little bit more. I think Keim mentioned it. I think you're seeing Sanistril kind of live up to that preseason hype that we were hearing. We weren't seeing it at first, but he's starting to show up, make some plays. I've always thought that St. Juste is solid. Not great, but solid. How many snaps did Forbes even play?
Forbes played four snaps, according to somebody I saw on Twitter.
That's it?
Four.
Wow.
Yeah, they might be out on him.
I don't trust it yet. I'm used to... Remember that first drive that Arizona had last week?
Oh, yeah.
Where they just moved it right down the field through touchdown pass to Marvin Harrison Jr. Kind of used to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do probably put more on. I mean, the Browns hadn't been to 20 points all season long.
Correct.
Deshaun's been horrible all season long. I'm surprised that Stefanski's not moving on from him at this point.
I think it must be.
But the Kyler game, I'll say this. After that first drive, I thought the defense did somewhat of a number on Kyler where he looked confused. Now, I didn't get to watch the games, I only saw the highlights. Kyler had a long touchdown run early in the game where he flashed deuces like at the 45-yard line.
Kyler had one carry for 3 yards against his defense last week. He had 7 for 83 against the Niners this week. Like, they're doing something
to
like bottle up quarterbacks over these last couple of weeks.
Correct.
And why can't they just get better?
I'm
not going to lump Kyler in with Deshaun Watson. I feel like he's a much higher level quarterback than Deshaun, obviously, at this point in his career.
For sure.
Agree.
Deshaun just looks broken, like he doesn't know what he's doing, bad offensive line, the rushing game didn't, like, I don't know what they're doing with their rushing game. I mean, Deontay Foreman, Jerome Ford, they're just waiting for Chubb to come back, obviously.
Yeah.
They miss him desperately. But I give the defense credit. They've shoved it on back-to-back teams, where I didn't think that was possible after looking at their first few performances.
I'm with you, Cakes.
Didn't think that was within their range of outcomes, but They're taking advantage of bad teams.
I can't trust it completely because when they play a good offense like they did against the Bengals,
they gave
up a bunch of points.
They might give up 28-34 against the Ravens.
Fully expecting
aren't the Ravens
that.
The highest scoring team in the league? Didn't you say that? Or no?
No.
The Commanders are.
We're one.
Points
We're
per game by
might
Saints.
Be two.
By game, it's the Saints by a little bit over the
by
Commanders.
By total points, it might be the Ravens.
What are the Ravens averaging? No.
140, they're at 147.
The Commanders have 155 points.
So they're right behind. I mean, they're like a point
right
behind.
There. Yes.
They have the number one rushing team.
Yeah.
So the Commanders are number two rushing. The Ravens are number one by almost 200 yards.
Right.
So they are really good at running the football. Obviously, Lamar is a big part of it. Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. Put those two together, you got the number one rushing offense.
I just don't know, honestly, how you defend them. Because you're going to have to put extra guys in the box to stop Henry.
Well,
and then,
I was going to bring this up later.
You got to keep the ball away from him. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Andrews is supposed to be their number one tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got Likely.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other tight end had almost like 100 yards receiving.
Charlie Kohler, is that correct? Yeah.
They had three tight ends go off yesterday.
Yep.
So maybe they give up 28-34 against the Ravens.
I think you have to expect that.
I mean, you got to keep the ball away from them. If you don't, they're probably going to score. But the following week against Carolina, they should roll up somewhere in the 30s.
They should roll up.
And
conservatively,
the defense,
they should have 425 yards of offense.
And I don't know who's
going to
play
Panthers.
In that game because Dalton was sucked yesterday and Bryce Young came in. So it might be Bryce
Young. The Panthers game could potentially be another sit Jaden Daniels in the fourth quarter type of game.
Could be.
Potentially.
All right, now we're looking too far ahead. But the defense.
Understood.
You don't trust them. Nobody really trusts them, right?
I trust them against mediocre to bad offensive teams.
Okay.
Against elite offensive teams, I have a hard time trusting them.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. What do you make of this defense last 2 weeks? They only allow 14 points to Arizona, 13 to the Browns, and that, I mean, could have been less. This is like garbage touchdown at the end.
I'm just waiting for Valdez to lose his mind temporarily and come up with a one-sided, if the Commanders score X amount of points against my Ravens, I'll do fill in the blank.
Hmm.
I'm just waiting for it to happen. It could happen. We got a long week in front of us.
He's pretty high on himself.
He's probably pondering it.
Let's go to Keith in Waldorf. Keith, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you doing? My comment about the defense is I think that, you know, I mean, they're great athletes, you know, but they're human. And just like when somebody's on a contract year, they play great, and then the next year they kind of fall off a little bit. Well, I think they started doing that this year, not the new guys that we got, but like our, you know, guys that we've had on the team for a while. I think that they were on autopilot mode for, you know, the first couple games because they thought it was going to be business as usual with the team, you know, and then all of a sudden they realize, hey, we got a winner here and we got the potential to do so. And then they woke up. Now, as far as taking care of the Ravens this week, I think the only way that they're going to be able to do that is they're going to have to really have some long extended drives to keep the Ravens off the field and a turnover. A punt return or a kickoff return would certainly be wonderful. But other than that, they're going to have a really hard time trying to stop Derrick Henry.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah. Captain
Thank
Obvious.
You. Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, talking about
I will say this.
Not playing hard in the first couple of games and then turning it on. I don't really agree with his assessment.
I am scared of our kick return coverage situation because Seibert, whatever his name is, he's excellent.
Austin Seibert.
He's excellent, but he doesn't have a big leg, and they get returns every time.
Right.
And so I'm just afraid we're going to give up a couple touchdowns, frankly.
I'm not worried about that. You know what I like? Reliable kickers from 45 and in.
I'm not saying...
Like those guys.
I'm not saying that I want to cut them. I love them. But I do think we're going to get exposed. You just can't let guys, you know, returns 8 kickoffs every week. Like,
I'll worry
scary.
About that when it actually happens. Look at me, officially not worried about long kick returns.
All right, I'm just telling you, we're going to give up a couple.
Okay.
We're going to give up a couple. All right, let's go to Dave.
Cyber 12 for 12
this
season.
What will you do if they don't? It's all about one-sided bets on the
I'm
show
not doing
now.
It.
Hey, it's a great point. Harbaugh special teams coach. They'll have something cooked up.
I'm telling you, you're good because you're going to return every one. He basically doesn't kick it out of the end zone. Dave, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my calls. I think it's too early to make any kind of generalization about this defense, but what is apparent is they're playing much better. I'm still concerned. They're super weak on that back end. I mean, Quan Martin went down. If they're one injury away from having no help back there. But what they're doing, there's this energy that we haven't seen for decades in this town. So I think that they'll fare okay for the rest of the season. I mean, will they beat a team they should have beat yesterday? I felt bad for Deshaun Watson, sort of post-traumatic stress watching him. And then
why would you
the
feel
Browns
bad
fans
for him? He's
too.
A horrible person. And then even worse quarterback.
I mean, just, maybe for the Browns fans and just the franchise, because we've been there before. But we'll see. They beat a team they should have been. We'll find out a lot about this team next week in Baltimore for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Dave.
You know, I don't feel bad for serial sexual assaulters that have $250 million in the bank.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Good point.
I don't feel bad for that guy ever.
Yeah,
I agree. I don't feel bad for him one bit.
Nope.
And the Cleveland fan base.
He looks like he's uncoachable.
The Cleveland fan base, you can relate to it. Because you've dealt with it here in Washington, not just with the Commanders, but with the Wizards.
I just slap my knee when I do a lot of this when I think about how much the Commanders are paying Jaden Daniels on a rookie deal, how much the Browns are paying a fraud known as Deshaun Watson. A lot of knee slapping.
Why did they bring in Jameis Winston on that fourth down? I can never figure that one out.
It's just a trick play. Have you a little bit confused.
Trick play. They did a pitch.
They did nothing, but maybe it was supposed to read and see how they reacted. But you could see they were like, okay, you know.
Kevin Stefanski.
I don't know. I thought that was really weird. Right?
Yeah, that was strange.
If Kevin Stefanski.
They should have brought him in and left him in for the rest of the game.
Yeah. If he keeps trotting out Deshaun Watson, Kevin Stefanski is a big, giant eunuch. For doing that.
I wonder if
he's got no cojones whatsoever. He's got to walk into ownership and say, I don't care how much you paid him. He's terrible.
Yeah.
I have to turn to another option. I've been saying this for a month.
Who knows what discussions they're having? Maybe he feels pressure and he's getting pressure by ownership. But if he's got any balls, he would bench him.
Right. If you're Stefanski, you walk into Jimmy Haslam and say, if you need to fire me, by all means, fire me. I'll find another job. Which is probably desirable that he won't have to coach Deshaun Watson anymore. He's probably begging to get out of Cleveland. He's coaching in Cleveland. You wouldn't want to leave Cleveland. Of course you want to leave Cleveland.
Well, I mean, they won 11 games last year. He was pretty happy last year.
That's ancient history.
This year,
I don't care what they did last year.
This year is an abomination.
I mean, maybe it is the shoulder. He just throws inaccurate passes sometimes.
Yeah, he looked terrible.
He did have one or two.
A couple
he
nice
showed
ones.
Off some arm strength.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. It's inexplicable to me. I don't understand the deterioration of
and
him.
He doesn't look that athletic anymore.
Well, I mean, again, another week where he doesn't really take off. Like Kyler didn't take off.
Who pulverized him? Was it Dorrance Armstrong? Where he was like spinning like this.
Yes.
And Armstrong just got him like right here.
Crushed him.
Oh, I was surprised he got up from that.
I'm just
there's no way Deshaun Watson is that much better, if at all, than Winston.
If I were Watson and I took that hit, I would have feigned injury and walked off the field. And I would have taken my helmet off and given it to the equipment guy and said, I'm just not going back in there.
Can I do a bit when we come back? I don't know. What do you have on
We've
this
got
thing?
Our colleague check-in. We're going to talk
to
Craig
Hoffman. Maybe after Hoffman.
But we do have our 9 a.m. bit, and it will be on IG Live, Sports Junkies Radio. Maybe, give us a follow on Instagram.
Maybe 8:45. I just want to look. I think you need to get to 10 to safely say you're going to go to the playoffs, right?
10's a good benchmark.
So I need six more.
Need six more dubs.
I want to go through the schedule and see if I can find six pretty much guaranteers.
All right, let's do it.
I think it's a little harder than you might think.
Okay. All right.
I think it's a little harder than you might think.
Guarantees?
Well,
sure.
I mean, obviously, it never plays out
the last
way you
week
think,
you were talking about they're like, going to be favored in all these games.
I know, but can you be realistic? And
all you got to do, EB, is go 500 the rest of the way.
I know, but
500 gets you to 10-7.
I see like three easy ones, relatively easy. After that, it gets a little more difficult.
All right, coming up next, we will have our colleague check in. We'll talk to Craig Hoffman, host of the Craig Hoffman Show on the Team 980 on a Victory Monday. Brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.